Okay. Okay, I'm starting like three lines down. So then we're in the middle of a thing here. We had a machlekes back in the Mishon, the previous daf. We consider the Tanakama holds Yetzer Doifin is not considered a leida. Reb Shimon says it is considered a leida. Then Reb Yochanan said here, but Moide Reb Shimon. Where are we? Moide Reb Shimon by Kodshim. That by Kodshim, Yetzer Doifin is not Kodsh. Then the Gemara said, Tani Kavos Rebbe Messiah. There's a whole long brisa here to support Reb Yochanan. Now, basically, took the Gemara, the whole Omid Beis, and they begin to quote the brisa. Basically, the brisa is a machloikis. In Olu Yardu by Zvochim, Kodshim Psulim, is most of them are Olu Lo Yardu. Reb Yehuda held the three, he has three miutim, the three, Nishchata Balaila, Nishbat Doma, Yotza Doma, Chutz Lekloim are also Teirate. Everything else is Olu Lo Yardu. He agrees with Reb Shimon. But even Reb Shimon says that the last list, which was Roveya, Nirba, Muktzu, Nevat, Estan, Mechia, Klaim, Treif, Aviyotze, Doifon, since they're not Psula Bakoidesh, their Psula is before, they're also Tevet. Whatever it is, you see, Yotze Doifon is possible. That's what we want. And that's Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is the one here who said Yotze Doifon is a regular baby. You see that by Kodshim. It was this whole long thing just to bring a right. So let's just see. The Gemara says, I'm three lines down there. Ketoning me is the point. The fact it says here, Yetzer Doifin, Deloy, that Yetzer Doifin is possible. It's so possible that it's also Teirei, but that doesn't do it us. Why is it possible? My love, Yetzer Doifin to Kodshim. Yeah, what are we talking about here? Yetzer Doifin of Kodshim. So maybe not. Now that we know, Pchor is partial because Pchor says Petarech, that's obvious. He claimed that Reb Shimon learned all of Kodshim from Pchor. So you bring me a Raya, maybe this is talking when it says also that means a Pchor, that's a Yetzer Doifin. Zog de Gemara, Pchor mi Petarechem nafko. I don't need the Pasuk Zois over here. That I know from Petarechem that it's not Kodesh Bechlal. If it's not Kodesh, then it's Chulin. You don't have to tell me you put Chulin on the Mizbeach, it's got to come down. That's absurd. Yeah, Frank de Gemara, slow down. Elamai, what are you telling me? It's Kodshim. That's also a pasuk. We had here Xavier Shova. Here the Gemara calls it Leida Leida. Here the Gemara calls it Imo Imo. They're interchangeable. So my, in it, you tell me it's not Pchor. Pchor, I don't need the pasuk Zois. I know it from Petarechem. The Kodshim is no better. I know that Xavier Shova from Petarechem. So you're not helping me much. If I teshve, Elamai the Kodshim Imo Imo Nafka. So the Gemara kunz. In Kodshim, there's two types. You can have it's born Yetzer Doifin, and then you magdish it. So that's not Kodesh. But what about the other way around? It's Kodesh, we'll see how you get it. It's Kodesh becomes Yetzer Doifin. In Bchor, you can't have two things. It's automatic. In Kodeshim, I need two psukim. One for that way, one for this way. Hi, my. I am at Bishmo de Kodeshim. Hainu da atzuchet trei koi. That's why I need two psukim. Chad le behema schulen doilid derech doifin. Stama beba schulen had a baby derech doifin. Va agdisho. That's one way. That's the simpler way. It doesn't become Kodesh at all. Of course, I'm also Teirin. V'chad lebeimas Kodshim de'oilid derech doifan. You had a nekeva dekebehem, whatever it is. You had a baby derech doifan. V'kosova avlodes Kodshim ayosan en gdoishim. Meaning, Kodshim, there's two ways. Either it's automatically from conception Kodesh or from birth. He's saying, even if he holds Baba Yotzen from birth, still it's happening together. The first case is where the birth or the non-birth, if you want to call it, precedes the Kodesh. That's Porsche. Here it doesn't precede it, because at best, even if you hold Vlodis Kodesh Bav Yosan, it means it becomes Kodesh with the birth. So it's simultaneous with the Yotze Doifin. So there I need another Pasuk. Very good. But he Amr de Pchor. Pchor, you don't have those two choices. That's automatic. It makes sense. Because look at the rest of the list over here. Raveya, Nirba, Muktzah. Also, why do you need Pasuk Zois? Each one of them has its own Pasuk. The answer is they also have two cases, Roveya and Nirba. You could have a behema that was Roveya and then you magdish it. So that's one thing, it doesn't become Kodesh. But what about the other way? It's Kodesh and then it's Roveya? It's also two steps. So you need two psukim. Okanami Mistabru, Midiktoni, Haroveya, Vahanirba, Vahmuktsa, Vahaneva, Vakilayim, all those things. Muktzah means you set it aside for Avodah Zarah. Never means you actually worshipped it. Kelayim is a crossbreed. Hani mehocha nafko. These are learned in the Pasuk Zois. Each one of them has their own Pasuk. Rashi Chumash brings it. Mehosam nafko. Min habehema, lo tzir veva nirba. Min habokar, lo tzis hanevat. Min hatzon, lo tzis hamuktzah. U min hatzon devov, lo tzis hanageach. Vesu kelayim mehocha. Kelayim comes from here. Mehosam nafka. Shor or kesef o eis. Shor prat le kelayim. O eis prat le nidme. Nidme means it's not a kelayim, but it comes from the right mother and father, but it looks like another animal. So you don't need a poskid. Ela what? It's trichu trei kroy. You need two. Chad lebe maschulin. One where it was schulin and it was roveya. That's poshut. It doesn't become kaddish. But maybe if it was kaddish and then it was roveya, something like that. Chad lebe maschulin. Ochanami it's trich trei kroy. Okay, good. So we remain that this brisa means yotze doifen of kotchim, and it's Reb Shimon. You see, it's possible. So you see, you're right. Reb Yochanan that even Reb Shimon who holds an hour, like Rabbi Ardinim of Leidas Isha, yotze doifen is called a leida, but he admits, he agrees that in kotchim, it's out. Okay. Now we'll go back to what we were discussing before. Okay. Tana Rabbana. Hamak Shishloisha Yomi. Okay. She's in the Meis Ziva. She has 3 days of dam. Then she has the baby, right? But she didn't have a regular baby. V'yotz of Vlad Derech Doifan. Now, what's the din by a regular leida, we said? The Koishi takes off the Ziva. Here. So the question here is this called a leida or not? This is basically how a machloik is right here. Harezu Yolet is Bezoiv. Why? That's the Tanakama. The fact that she had a Yetzir Doifen Dika baby is not called a Leida. If it's not a Leida, so there's no Kaisha here. So she's a regular Yoledes Bezoif. Reb Shimon Oimer, Einzu Yoledes Bezoif. Why? Because Reb Shimon holds Yetzir Doifen as a regular birth. Like Abi Leida, by Yeshua, it's a regular birth. If it's a regular birth, it's Kaisha, so she's not a Zoif. That's the Reish. That's Poshet. Vedam HaYetzir Mishom, Tomei, Reb Shimon Metayer. Now that's questionable. We'll get to it in a minute. Let's go. Bishlomo, Reisha is very good. Reb Shimon Lataimei, Rabbon Lataimayu. Reb Shimon goes to Shitos so that Yetzir Doifan is called a Leida. So it's Koishi. So it's not Yoledes Bezoiv. Chachomim say Yetzir Doifan is not a Leida. So there's no Koishi. So it's Yoledes Bezoiv. Very good. Elo Seifo b'may pligi. What is the machloikes in the Seifo?
It's not Yoledes Bezoiv. It's Tam Bezoiv.
According to who?
According to Chachomim. It's not
Yoledes. Yeah, right. Yeah. It's an expression. True. Correct. It's an expression. You're right. She doesn't have dine leida. Correct. She's a zov. Rashi says, "Kloim a zovahi." You're right. Very good. Excellent. There's no dine leida. Excellent. No toim. That 100% good. Now, what's the next thing mean? Dam. The Chachamim say is tomei. He says is tor. What's that supposed to mean? Zok to Rashi. What does it mean? The dam that came out duch the doifan. You're going to tell me that's dam leida? Then it's the opposite. The Reb Shimon should have said tomei. Chachamim should have said tor. Ella what? That's poshut. Dam that comes out the doifin is not dam leida. That's dam like a wound. Doifin means they made like we call today's cesarean. They cut open the uterus. They took it out. That's nothing to do with dam leida, dam nida. That's coming. That's a. Oh. So what is going on here? But halal. My plea. Omar Ravina, interesting case. He says the same case as before. Yotzav vlad derech doifin. Vidam derech rechem, which is the same thing as the reisha. Vaz the Reb Shimon l'tamei Rabon l'tamei. Meaning it's the same exact machloikas. The dam came out the regular way. So according to Reb Shimon, right? Dam derech rechem, right? And it's koishi. The same case, basically the same case. So according to the Tanakhama, it's zoiv, like you said, very good. So that what's that dam? The dam came out the regular way through the mokim. It's dam zov, of course it's tomei. According to Reb Shimon, it's not dam zov, it's koishi. It's koishi, it's dam koishi, so it's tor. It's an exact repeat of the Reish, except, as the Rosh points out, the Reish is talking about the woman, and the Seif is talking about the dam, but it's exactly the same thing. In the Reish, the Chachom said, Yoled is bezoiv, meaning she's tmeya, she's a zova. In the Seif, they say, Mele, the dam, it's dam ziva, v'shetz chana abatuma. Reb Shimon is saying, since it's a koishi, she's not a Yoled is bezoiv, she's a real Yoled, he's talking, she's a Yoled is, not bezoiv, and the dam is tar, because it's coming through the thing. Okay. To the point that the Gemara says it's too repetitious. I don't like it. So you're not telling me anything. There's a slight. Here it's the Ish, here it's the Dam, but it's Mamish, the same thing. That's what Yosef asked. Baslav Yosef. Choda. Hainu Reisha. First of all, that's an exact ditto of the Reisha. Number two, he doesn't like the Loshin. Look at the Loshin there. The Misha said, Yotzev Lader Doif. And here it says, Dam Ayotze Mishom. It sounds like the Dam is coming out with the baby. You've got it the same setup. The baby through the Doif and the Dam through the Rechem. Doesn't sound like that's the case here. the oid misham mokim vlad mashma. It's mashma and the dam came out the mokim vlad, which in this case would be the rechem. Now then we don't understand what's going on because the dam came out the rechem. It shouldn't be tomei altogether. Elo omer of Yosef. We're talking about a different thing altogether. We're not talking about koshi or anything here. We're talking about dam that came out through the mok through the rechem. Now that's not a re'iyah. It's not a needle, it's not a zip.
Rechem.
I'm sorry, yeah, that's what they call that. Der doifa, correct. Came out through the incision. So it's not needle, she's not a needle, she's not a zip, she's not, it's not a re, it's coming out through the side wall. But we had our old machloikas we've had before twice on Tezayna Chavbez, another problem. The dam could be Tommy, else Makar Makar Matomi. It's Aloch Lomish Sinai. The dam that touched the mocker is an avatum. She's not Tommy Shimon. She's Tommy if it touched her as it came out. But that's a different story in Gans, and nothing to do with anything. It's a side machloig, it's a completely different thing. There happened to be machulik in that. And there's a different machloig. It's certainly not Zov, it's not Nida, it's not any of those things. The Takanakama happens to hold Makar Makoma Tomei. Reb Shimon happens to hold Makar Makoma Tor. It doesn't have, again, we've said, he says it many, but it's a magical halach. We don't understand it. The dam touched the marker. The made it tome. It's based on storm. It shouldn't be tome. Shouldn't be an avatuma. It's all magic. Tosis gives up the ship always and says it's halacha lemoisha misinai. That which touched the marker is tome. It's an avatuma. We're going to see it. Tosis will say later it's mitami b'magu ubemaso. Some say only b'magu. It's a magical zach. Completely magical. Okay.
Fine.
Reish Lakish claims it's a different machloikis altogether. It's like it came out duch the doifan, the side. Reish Lakish says you're wrong. We were assuming arato that any dam that came out duch the doifan can't be a re'iyah. It could be makor mitomi. He says no. Lederi ametami b'dam etami b'isha. Because when it comes out the side, I call the side, meaning duch the incision, that's also called a re'iyah. He's questioning all that. He's in that question. He's changing all that we've assumed. Rashi assumed it for the portion here that a riyah's dam, what we call a riyah, to make her a nida or zova. Rashi calls nida. We're talking about a simple case over here. Simple case. A woman had, she had her riyah's nida, and there was an incision it came through over there. We are to assume that's an ishkin nida. He says it is. If you metame in the isha, lebedivi adam itame metame be isha. So I too much shimish riyah's nida. That's a revolutionary thought. And Reish Lakish says, no, it can't be more than Makar Makar Matome. If it didn't come through the Rechem, the normal way, that's an Ishkin Riyaz Dam. The Ozda Reb Yoigan Litaimei. Doma Reb Yoigan on Mishum Reb Shimon. This idea that we are saying that it can only be Riyaz Dam if it comes through the regular the canal, what do you call it, the mokim over there, he has a pasuk for that. It has to come out through the ervor, meaning through the mokim. Shenemar, the ish asher yishkav es isho dovo, that's madve mi flow, the gila es ervoso es mikoiro hero. It has to go out through the mokim, the ervor. Melami shen isho tmeyo, Ad sheyetze madve derech ervoso. But the Reish Lakish had, it's not on, Reish Lakish had an interesting thought. He held everything could be tome, and as long as it originated somehow in the uterus over there, the cervix, whatever it is over there, and it came out through the incision, it would be a re'iyah.
So it's no kush. It's not talking kush.
According to Rashi, no. Tosis learns dim. The Rashi says no. It's a completely different case. It's just happened to have a damnitis come through a wound that she had in the rechem over there, in the doifan. Because Rashi calls it nido, it's a non-duros. Tosis Taka learns it with koishin, so he learns it that way, but Rashi goes this way. It comes down to the same thing. The chiddush of Reish Lakish is that you can have a riazova or nido through the uterine wall. Okay. That goes to show a very interesting din that. Because we are going now Makar Makom Tomei. Again, it's a magical thing. The mocker itself is Tomei, that makes anything that touches Tomei. What if a piece of the mocker? Now one would have said certainly. I mean, again, it's magic, it's hard to know what's going on over here. But Poshit, you would say Makar Makom Tomei means that the mocker, which Pasha means the cervix, okay, we don't know exactly what piece it is, nobody knows, but is tommy when it's in its place. And it's that place in the woman's body, or the Torah made up that the it's tommy can make other things tommy. But what if theoretically the mocha came out? The piece of mocha fell out. It's on a table here. Would you say that's tommy? Also, I mean, he says it is with a posuk. That's what he's coming to say. It's a funny zach. Omrei shlokish mishum ebiduni so mocha shenekar v'nofal lo'oretz tmeyu. Rashi says doesn't mean the whole thing fell out. That's a big asik, by the way. We don't have it anymore today. But in Poskim, whoa, they call it a farfal in Yiddish, where the whole serving of the Yiddish fell down, comes coming out. It's a terrible zach. The Poskim are full of it. What to do with these things? What? How do you, is the woman then that she bleeds forever? How to be metal a violet in Poskim? Not a beyud. And these bachurinim, it's one of their bread and butter shilas. How to get out from that mess? But it's Baruch Hashem, it seems like it doesn't. You'd like Reb Moshe and all this truth, but it doesn't have it. I don't think it happens anymore. But that's not what happened here. Rashi is a strange thing. A piece of the mark, it's like a piece of the cervix came off and fell out. It's now out of the body. Mokesh and neck have an awful lot. It's tmeya. That's also tmeya. Meaning what? If it touches her, Rashi says it touches her on the way out, it will be metameha. Again, it has to be on the way out. Because it's maga based a storm. It's not worse than that. It's got a touch. As it falls out, it touched her leg, let's say. Where did he get that from? The son of Zach, he found a posuk. It's an interesting thing. He's learning a posuk from Nach. I don't know, but it's Shenema. It's a posuk in Yecheskel. The Yecheskel is there talking. It's a very sharp perek. He's two prokim days. He's giving it to Klal Yisrael over there heavy. And his marshal, every call, his description of Klal Yisrael as a Isha Zoyna. Described in great detail everything she did there. Yan he shofech nechushtech. Since your nechushtech fell out, he shofech. And they're understanding in nechushtech to mean, like the Gemara calls nechushtech of a pad, it means the bottom. The bottom, it means here the marker, which is towards the bottom of the woman, fell out. V'tigli ervosech. Even though it fell out, that's how he's learning it. Even though it fell out, the Torah still called it, Chnach anyway, calls it Erva. So you see that it's still Tomei. That's it. Take a look at the Rashi there. Nechushtech, Shulayach, means the bottom. Vahainu Mok. Uksiv v'tigli ervoseich. Almo nekar. V'nishpach lo'oretz. Kori le Erva. Ki ilo hu b'mekoymoi. Hilkoch Tomei. Frag the Gemara. What do you mean to say it's Tomei? If the feast fell out, she's Tomei Shiva, she's a Nida. Well, it can't be. My Elaim Lutumas Shiva Damam Rakon Luchticha that we had back on Chopal. Chticha doesn't make Ishva Dam. We had back there, if there's Dam in it, if there's Dam on it, God's in the Shilas. But a Chticha, we're talking here, a piece of flesh came out. A piece of muscle, I don't know what that is, the cervix muscle, I think. That doesn't make a Rias Nidu. Nay, that's not what I meant. El Lutumas Erev. Meaning if it touches her on the way out, it'll make her for a reason. Lutuma, she's Tomei till at night. Rashi says there, Latumas Erev, Neshen Noga Bobi Yitzioso. Yeah, Machrena Mamadai, it doesn't sound, if it sounds like Rashi, we're sure it did. It makes sense. It was a piece. You're talking about fluid here. You're talking about a piece of muscle, flesh. Something falls out of her. It's going to touch her by definition. I mean, being it be, it'll touch her. Okay. Omreb Yoichanan. Yoichanan Tassant Naloch here. Back to this. Again, we're again talking about this thing of Makar Makom Otomi. Now, Makar Makom Otomi opens up a whole world to us. Because it means basically, we learned in the second parak, Baruch Hashem, I forgot it already, but it wasn't that long ago, that there's only five maris dam in the niche. It's got to be red, red, or red, or red, whatever it is, all the five shades of red. It means lamosha, yorok, white, all these things that come out from a niche, and don't do it neither. However, once you come to the halacha, mekor, mekor, metomi, those things are tomi. Because they came out through the mok. Those things came out from the mok. It's not dam, it's not neither, it's not that. But it's that dinner, mekor, mekor, metomi. It's an avatumo. So now, he says a very interesting thing. Mokar shehizia. It made me perspire. I mean, it gave off shtei tipe margolios. Two drops of a white liquid. Dam lovan with sovel. A clear white liquid. Two drops. Shtei tipe. Tomato. She's tomato. Frank, what's going on? She's tomato. Neither is ridiculous. It's white. It's nothing to talk about. Lemai. It's not to talk about white. White is the most clear mara that you don't have to worry about. It touched a marker, we're going to come to Tomei, it's an Abba Tumah. If it touched her, or it did touch her on the way out, she's a Rishon LeTumah, she's Tomei out of Erev. What's the Shtei Tipe Magolias? What's up, it's two drops or two drops? The Davka Tarte, only two. Aval Chodo, if it's only one drop, Eimo Me Alma Asya, Zok Drashim Minat Stodim. I then say, it's not even Tomei, because again, McCormick, what does McCormick call Tomei mean? Anything that comes through the mocker is Tomei, be it dam or anything.
Water
you have to have go in. No, nothing that goes in from the outside. It's got to be coming through the cervix. It's any discharge that's coming out of the uterus through the cervix. If theoretically, I don't know if you can have water, if there could be such a thing, I don't know. Drink a lot and go through it, it's not going through there, you know what I mean? Okay, well, you take water and inject it, let's say, at the woman, it touches the marker, that's not McCormick Tomei. It's got to come, you know what I mean? It's got to be a discharge coming through the marker. Now, but again, it's coming through the marker. Let's say a woman has a wound on the tzodim, meaning the side walls of the canal, of the Beis Achitz. That's not do McCormick Tomei. That's the woman is bleeding from a wound over there. That's not going to be Tomei. That's not McCormick Tomei. It's got to be coming through there from the marker. Zog the Gemara that in if it's two, this is a difficult Gemara. What is going on over here? If it's one drop, I say Amor came from the Tzodim. It's not Mocker. It's nothing. Some sort. I don't know what it is exactly. I don't know. We call it a discharge. I don't know what you call it. It's some sort of pus coming off of the side walls. Now this is a very strange thing because the Gemara says Amor Malmas. I could say it came from the side. What does that mean? It's a Sofek. It's got a rice. It's a sofek tumah bishus hayochid. I mean, why in the world should I say misofek? It came from the side. This is a difficult. I have a lot of problems here. The Nebuta learns that the Gemara's Loshin doesn't mean it could be. The Rambam's Loshin, when he brings this din, is it came from the sides. Somehow they knew, again, how they knew this anatomy, I don't know. They somehow knew that one drop, if it's only one, the mocker doesn't give off. If it gives off two at least. If it's one, again, it's not 100%, but certainly a roiv that it came off and it's studded. So we can be maker. Once it's two already, then it's a suffix. Then so I discover suffix. All right, so long as you see night, you have to be matam. Very interesting then. Okay, back to the Mishnah. Let's just go back to the Mishnah for a second. The Mishnah said, kol ha-noshim, that means sainido, Saizovo, right? On metamois beveis hachitz, but zav and balkari are not metami till it comes out from the goof, right? A zav and a balkari, it has to come out of the body. In an isha, it's not that way. It has to come into the beis hachitz, and it could be inside her body, held up in the beis hachitz, and she's tomei. As soon as it comes out, we'll see exactly what that means. As soon, but kipshuto, as soon as it comes out from the cervix, now it's in the side walls, it's caught up over there. She's tomei. How do I know that? The Mishnah brought a posuk. Dam ye zoivo bivisoro. It's in her. We had it back there on the chofala. It's in her bosa. She's told me, even though it's inside. Again, let's please remember it's a chiddush because generally speaking, we say that's based on storm. There's no tumen based on storm. It's worse than that. It's blue. Okay, it's a pasuk. Now that pasuk is talking about nido. It says zoivo, but that's the parasha of nido. It says isha kizov zoiv doma. Dam ye zoivo bivisoro. It's parasha of nido. Okay. Zog the Gemara. Kol ha-noshim mitam beis achitz. Now, bring one. So, what is beis achitz? What point in that outside past the cervix is called beis achitz? Hey, niu beis achitz. Omer Reish Lakish. Kol shetinoikis yosheves v'nireis. If a young girl will sit down, so Rashi says when she sits down, where is it? Rashi says shetinoikis yosheves niftach rachmok. That opens up a little bit, and some part of it is exposed. That's what we mean when the dam gets there, not up in the cervix, inside. When it gets over there, that much that's open, when she sits down, then she's tomei. Zogt, and that's the chiddush of the pasuk. That's called bivisora. Zogt Rabbi Yochanan, no, you're wrong. Zogt Rabbi Yochanan, that's not bechal bivisora, that's not inside at all. That's called outside. Again, when we talk about beis hastorim l'moshul, there's degrees in beis hastorim, you know what I mean? A person goes to the mikveh, the water in the nose. How much does it have to go into the nose? Obviously, nobody requires the water to go up the nose. We're going to drown people over here. That's called based on storm, right? Just like there's no tumah based on storm, the water doesn't have to go based on storm the mikveh either. It doesn't have to go up the nose. It's crazy. You don't have to open your mouth and drown. I mean, hello, what? But the very beginning does. Or the very beginning of the ear over here. Once you get in there, it doesn't put that. The very beginning. Rabbi Yochanan says the part that's open when she sits down, that's machutz. That's not based on storm. Chalal. That will be tomei if a sheretz touched her there also. I don't need a pasuk for that. That's pasuk outside. That's not called inside. I don't need a pasuk for that. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Oisa mokum golu etzel sheretz. If a sheretz, that's your test, in other words. If a sheretz would touch somebody there, is it tomei or not? If it's tomei, that's not based on storm. He says, if a sheretz touched her there, then I don't need a pasuk. That's pasuk golu. That's goli. So that's not what we're talking about. Ella, when does she become Tomei? At Bein HaShinayim. Now, Bein HaShinayim, I can't tell you exactly what it means. I'm sure they have some sort of fancy English word. But Rashi says that in the Mokim, where is it? Just 1 second. Kimin Shinayim Yesh B'toycho Rechem Tultule Bosa. Sometimes some sort of protrusions over there of Bosa, which the Gemara calls Shinayim. Somewhere past the cervix in the canal there. When it gets past that, that's called shistomi. Frag the Gemara, they have an English word for that? Anybody has an English Gemara? I doubt it. I don't know if it exists in the Heintig Anatomy, that's the problem. Anybody has an English Gemara? How much? You got an English Gemara there? Don't tell me it says between the teeth, please. Don't even tell me that. That's what it says. Lovely voice. Okay, but it definitely doesn't mean the teeth. Okay. Okay, the picture we're getting is some sort of, it's a canal like this. At a certain point, there's a tetule bosso here. So we're saying it's got to come out from the cervix. Does it mean get past there? What if it's in that thickness opposite the shinayim? You have these two right there. When it's here, it's tummy. What if it's opposite it? Ad bein hashinayim, he boiled bein hashinayim, toshma. The Tani Reb Zakeh, ad bein hashinayim, but bein hashinayim, ad smom kilifnim. So the issue becomes tome, it's got to come out from the marker, get past the bein hashinayim. Now that's still deep inside of the woman's body. So that's still like Abi Ohaloch is called based on story. We would have never said she's tome, doesn't exist as a cause, bivisora. It's inside of her and she's tome. Okay. How in the world they knew this? Frag the Aruch Haner, how they know punkteh, zok halach on shmisinais. How they could know these things? It has to be halach on shmisinais. Oh, masnita now, it comes up, Bryce says a different cheshbon. Mokim disha. You know where she's told me? By the mokim disha. My mokim disha, omrebu the mokim shashamish dosh, the point where the shamish will reach, that's where she's told me. The Rambam says it's the same shit. It's not a machloikis. It's a different way of describing the same thing. And Rambam puts it. Bein Hashanayim, which is where the shamish reaches. Again, people are busy here. Well, how can you give a shim? Mokim shashamish dosh, it's chad, depending on what I call it. Yeah, most of them say we're talking about Odom Bein and Isha Bein in this. Obviously, if you have a very big man and a very small lady, it's going to be different. It's Odom Bein, like all Shem, Odom Bein and Isha Bein Isha Bein in this, does it? Which somehow is Bein Hashinayim. Okay, next. Tana Rabon. Bivisora. Milameid Shemetama Bimifnim Kibachun. It's good. Oh, now, this is by Nido. That pasuk is talking by Nido. Frag the Gemara, ain't little Nida Zovim. How you know that I Zovim the same thing? Tamaloma Zovim, Bibisor. And again, the Pasuk is talking about Nido. This word Zovim does not mean Zov. I mean, it means Zov flows, but it's not a Zov, that's the next Parsha. But Rashi says, since the Torah used the word Zovim in the Parsha of Nido, it's to tell me that Zov has the same din. So Zov is also Matame Bifnim. Now we come to a new thing which is going to make a shtickle controversy here. Poleta shichva zera minayim. There's another tumor called poleta shichva zera. She was meshamish. Now, she's poleta as that zera. At what point does she become tomei from that? Now, pashtet mendor, let's understand. If she's poleta as the shichva zera and it comes out of her body and touches her leg, of course she's tomei. That we know. That's a pasuk. Hashem takes the menu shichva zera. It's mitami. Anybody that touches, I'm sorry, oy ish. From the oy, we're going to learn later tomorrow, the next day. That tells us that anyone touches shichva zera is tamei habatum. So if she's poleta shichva zera and it touches her on the outside, but they're saying they want to say more that it mistami her on the inside. Poleta shichva zera minayin has yiyin. It says that pasuk dam yiyin zoyva bivisora. So that's how the Gemara is coming in the Chachomim. Bivisora tells me that a nidos tmeyo v'kibifim kibachutz. Zoiva tells me that a zovas tmeya kibim yachutz, and Yia tells that poleta shichva zera is tome poleta is okay. Reb Shimon doesn't buy it. I buy the first two, but not poleta shichva zera. Reb Shimon says poleta shichva zera is just zera. That's all. Nothing fancy going on here. Amar Rav Shim and Amar Dayokib Boyalo. What is it? He doesn't believe there's a new tumah called paletas. Paletas means she's giving out shichvazeh. You have to deal with it. It's like a boil. She can't be better than the boil. The boil is tummy with shichvazeh when it comes out of his body. She too. It's not. There's no magical thing. There's no posuk. Yeah. Still, what we know. That's all. Nothing new. Ma boyalo eno metame achetetze tumah lachutz. She know better. She's tummy because of shichvazeh. Shichvazeh comes from the boil. She know better than him. There's nothing special going on over here. Afi eno metamo achetetze tumah salachutz. He denies the posuk yia b'kitza. Without the posuk yia, you're back where you started. What's shichvazeh? It's an avatuma. That's all. If it'll touch on, that's why she's tummy. Yeah, nish. Oh. So means that Reb Shimon is operating with a svara daya kiboyalo. Meaning there's nothing special about Zera or Poletas, right? I'll show you that's not true. V'otanya. There's the pasuk before, in the parsha before, there's a parsha called, that's called Mishamash over there. Ish, you have some questions? Moshe Kedai to learn these Gemaras to know the Psukim, you know. Oh. Say the parsh like this. Ish ki teitzim en shikhva zera, rochatz b'mayim. He's told me right away. Well, Kerry's told me right away, okay? Now, say the pasuk like this. V'isho, ashe yishkav ish oiso shikhva zera, v'rochatzu b'mayim v'tom ad o'orif. What does that mean? She was nivela, so that she had tashmish. They're both tomei. Okay, he's tomei, he's a balkari. This is something that's new with tomei. Now, what tomei are we talking about over here? What is this supposed to mean to say? She's tomei. Why is she tomei? Because the shikh mazera touched her. That's what it means. Touched her inside. So tomei's based on story. It touched her on the outside. I need a posuk for that. We have a posuk that shikh mazera is matame. If you touch it on the table, you're tomei. Which means worse over here. What's the posuk say exactly? This pasuk l'chura has to be a new parsha that she's tomei because she had beer and it touched her inside. What else could this pasuk be saying? There's not left to say. On the outside, we know him. It can't be talking about him. That's also a pasuk. It's got to be talking about her when she was touched inside by the zera. Okay, so here we have a parish pasuk that there's something special about zera on the inside. Oh. Now, you're telling me if Shimon came with a svara daya kiboyal, which means basically there's nothing fancy about Zera and her. If it touches her on the outside, it's in. Ish. V'otanya, look at his brayis. It's Reb Shimon himself. V'rochatzu b'mayim v'tomu ad o'orev. Omer Reb Shimon. V'chima bo zeh l'lamdeinu. What is this pasuk teaching me? Im l'inyan ogei b'shich v'zera harek v'nema l'mata oy ish. Meaning, if you mean to tell me it's because it touched her on the outside. I have a pasuk later. Oh, ish, that's my b'shich v'zera. Anybody touch shich v'zera? It's Tomei. Elo, m'nei shetumas beis hastorim hi. This is because it touched her on the inside. And I would say that's not Tomei, because it's beis hastorim. V'tumas beis hastorim eino mitamo, correct? Elo shegzeiras hakosavu. That's Reb Shimon himself talking. You just told me that Reb Shimon doesn't buy that. When it comes to poletes, he says, there's nothing fancy. It's a tumas beis hastorim. It's got to touch on outside. He himself admits here that Sheikh Mazer is metame inside the beis hastorim. There's no choice. We're going to do the posuk over here. Oh, now let's be careful. It's not so simple here. Zog de Gemara. Kan be mishameshes, kan be poletes. Avada. This is Xeris HaKosuv in mishameshes. When she has tashmish, there's Xeris HaKosuv that if the Zera touches her, even in the inside, she's metame, even though it's based on story. I'm talking about poletes. Poletes is talking if there's tashmish. Now it comes out, she spits it out. That won't be metame on the inside. Now the question is obvious. You can't have poletes without mishameshes. So it's based on cup. You're telling me, Polet?
3 days later.
Hold, let's go step by step. Let's go step by step. Up to 3 days. 3 days later is no problem. 3 days later, no problem. Up to 3 days later. Good. Okay, that's why we're going to step by step here. The knee-jerk reaction in Gemara is what's going on over here. Reb Shimon came with a bombshell. The Zera, she's not Tomei, Dayika Boalo. But she was a Mishamesh, she's Tomei anywhere else. This dim. What difference does it make? That's Loikash, Kam Shemesh, Kam Poletes. Poletes? Paper glade, no shimsha. What do I care? Yeah, touch it. She's Mishamesh, she's Tomei anyway. And for the Gemara, Bishetovlo Lashimusha. She had Tashim Zomazogan on Sunday. That's a Tumas Erev. Right? She went to the mikvah. So they, she finished with Tumas Meshameshes. Tomorrow she's Poletis. Zok Reb Shimon, she is not Tomei unless it comes out of her body. That's what he said. Frag the Gemara. You mean to tell me Lememra the Meshameshes with Tumas Erev Sagi Lo? You're telling me that a Meshameshes can go to the mikvah that day? It's not true. Ovoma Rovo. Mishameshes kol shloisha yomim asura. Mishamesh can't go to the mikvah for 3 days. Why? Lechol betruma. Sheyesh lo shelo tiflo. It's keseda being poilet to zera. Rishonim explain. It's keseda being poilet to the outside of her body. The whole Reb Shimon now is meaningless, essentially. What Reb Shimon mean to say? According to this point, we're saying, Reb Shimon is saying as follows. If she can get rid of the tumas mishameshes, right? Then I'll only be metamei or als poletes if it comes out of her body, because als poletes it can't be metamei or beveis astora. That's what Shimon said. Look, man, it's a ridiculous statement. It's just it's a lomdish statement, but it doesn't mean anything because we have Rav Emes Hamishim Mikvoyes, a busy old achrein. Why did you bring a mishnah? Mishnah says you can't go to mikvah for 3 days. What's going on over here? For 3 days she's poletes kaseda. What did Rav Shimon say exactly? You could. Everybody's busy. Toysis, all the Rishon. You don't need Pshim gets trained on the Toysis, all the Rishon. This is not an easy piece of Gemara. Not at all an easy piece of Gemara. The Ramban says the Gemara is asking essentially that. But all the Rishonim say not that way. But let's get in Reb Shimon. It's a meaningless statement Reb Shimon said. In point of fact, what did Reb Shimon say? He obviously not talking after the 3 days, because then it's too late. He's talking in the 3 days. The Gemara says a fact, that's all. She can't go to the mikvah of Shemesh because it can say the pouring out of there. So what did he say? If it doesn't pour out, she still have it, does pour out something. It pours out, that's the end of it. So she told me, don't talk about it over here. It's a meaningless thing, he said. It's a theoretical, it's a lomdish thing. It's a different tumor, it does. Yeah, but in point of fact, they didn't say anything. Daya Kabbalah, it doesn't mean anything. In point of fact, she told me. What? Okay, that basically all the Gemara is going to do is make Eichel Timtzum. That's all the Gemara is going to do. That's basically all the Gemara does. They toiled her. She was laying down, and they put her in there. She doesn't move. So there's taka no plate there. It could be without plate. So Gemara wasn't happy with that either. Michlal, the funny Gemara now. Michlal. That what's Rava talking about? So Rava, when he says she can't go over 3 days because Kaseda coming out, what's he talking about? A normal woman that's walking around, right? You tell him, in the mita, you don't have it. In the mita, if she stays prone, we'll put her into the mikvah, and that's the end of it. Finish. No more plata. Okay? So what was Rava talking about? For that matter, the Mishnah Mikvoyas, that you have to wait 3 days before she goes. A normal lady that's walking around. Michlal the chikoma Rava, the ozli I bekara v'tovla. She walked to the mikvah, and that itself she's walking around. And there you're telling me that what? What did Rava say? She vada is polet. No, she didn't say maybe. So he kept the loshen, every the Torah and the loshen here. He said, EF shishol tiflo. For 3 days, she's polet as keseda. So, who are you talking about? A woman that's walking around? How could you say she certainly saw? Could well be that she walked around. Like, she played volleyball, forget about it. But even if she walked around, so that got it moving, it shot out. That's it. After 2 hours, it's over. Forget the Gemara. It says, you're making it worse now. You're claiming that when you put her, toivel with the mita, that's it. Nothing comes out. Rava, when he said it's keseda coming out, e-epsha, with a vada that's coming out, is where a normal woman walking around. How could you say a thing like that? When she's walking around, so maybe it came out. Ella what? You mean to say, maybe it came out. It's a suffix, but that's not what Rava said. Rava didn't say that. It's a technical question. Same problem. Rava is against the posuk. That's the truth. That's what Shem is. Rava's against the posuk. In a very simple sketch, Rava's against the posuk.
Number one is against the posuk. Second one, how is that the
No, so we'll, no, we'll make the Gemara in a mitzvah. We'll make Zetzah in the Pasuk. Maybe Zetzah in the Pasuk in a case.
No, it's not true.
It's not true by walking. It's not true by walking.
What?
I said, we're going to find a case.
Then it would be true.
No, so we're looking for a case. Okay, we'll get the case. Hold on. The basic problem is we could have gone straight to the Pasuk. That's the problem. Dumbare goes to Shadis. It spit out. Oh, v'chitemo dilma ishtayer, which would be the simple way to go here. That's all he meant. Which would be everything is fine. The problem is we got him under loshen. That's not what he said. Rava said a very strong statement. The facts are true, the Gemara said. I'd be willing to accept this. His formulation is a modern formulation. This is a very interesting thing here, because at the end of the day, what comes out now at the end of the day? By a woman that walks, a normal woman, are we choishesh that there's some left or not? The Gemara seems to say here that that's the truth. It's a suffix. Once she's walking around, it's a suffix. Just that can't be pshat and rov, correct? So many Rishonim say that's the truth. Many Rishonim say no, that's just the tchia. We remain with this, if Vare came out. But okay, let's leave that second. So back, we're back where we started, the kids. So what is Rava talking about here? Ela le Rava nami shed bilua b'mito. Rava is also talking here bilua b'mito. Because if she's walking around, you could never say this Vare plate for 3 days. B'mito. There's two cases of b'mito. V'loi kasha. Kan b'misapeches. Kan b'she'ena misapeches. Now misapeches l'fi Rashi means... after the tefillah, she turned over, whatever it is. According, Reb Shimon is talking in a case, hidvilua b'mito v'loy nishapcho. So that's it, nothing else is coming out. And may you have his din, if it comes out or not. Rava is talking where she's mishapeches, after the tefillah stays in bed. On that he said, it certainly will continue coming out. What does he want, Rava? V'rava krokoi. Rav is coming to him, Shan the Posuk. Lamaisa, the Posuk says she got a mikveh that day. It says, Rochetsu v'tomu. I'm sorry, Rochetsu v'tomu v'tomu ado orev. The Posuk says she's tomi for 1 day only. So, Rav means to tell me, V'ochi koma, ki kos of Rachmona v'rochetsu v'tomu v'tomu. You know when that is? By she'ena misapeches, enochanami. The Posuk's talking a strange case. Abo b'misapeches, kol shloshe yomim, Asura lecho betruma sheyef shalot tiflo. So a lot of kashas. See, I mean, the very simple way. I mean, the Mishnah over there says that if she cleans herself out, she's mechabedes as habayis. She puts in something there and cleans herself out after the tashmish. Of course, she can go to the mikveh immediately. So why not say that? That's what the pasuk's talking about. I mean, Rabbi Zuchtan Eitzer for the pasuk. The pasuk's talking by toveles b'mito b'sheinu misapeches. There are simpler ways to get the pasuk. Okay, this Eitzer Rishonim very busy here. But I guess about the Gemara.